In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst.
As he is and always shall be.
So, if you've had to either entirely or partially resod your yard, the grass in your yard, you know that when either someone comes to do it or you do it yourself, these pieces of sod are very thinly rolled grass. They're already in the soil. They've already taken root slightly. So it's easy to put in place and it's easy to work on. So I had to do that several times over the years, either because there was an area where it didn't receive any sunlight or where weeds and other things had grown in and kind of choked it out, or it wasn't properly watered, so the grass died. But after doing this for a while, the sod was kind of hard to pull back after it had been put down and after it had taken root. When you put the sod in the springtime, it hasn't yet grown roots. But when it's been there for a while, it grows roots and it grows down deeper and it's harder to pull back. Almost every plant, trees, tiny plants, everything in between, have roots that grow into the earth, of course, below, and they transport up into the plant or the tree water and nutrients for this plant or tree to grow. The gospel reading that we just heard from the fourth Sunday of Luke, our Lord talks about roots. He says in the parable of the sower, that the seed being scattered and the different types of ground that it falls upon, on the wayside, rocks, thorns, and good soil. Regarding the rocky ground, he says that the seed soon sprang up but withered away because it had no moisture. Later, he explains in this gospel passage that these types of ground represent human persons who hear the word, and the different dispositions or the different status of their hearts and their souls. He specifically says about the rock. The ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy and they have no root, who believe for a while and in time of temptation fall away. Time of temptation. In the Greek, en kero pirasmou. It's a temptation, it's a trial in life. It's when the devil, as we hear in this gospel passage, tempts us to think or say or do something against God's will or commandments in our life. Numerous accounts of temptation are related to us in the scriptures, but three prominent ones are the temptation of Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, the temptation of Jesus in the wilderness after he was baptized, and the temptation of Peter during the trial of Jesus. And in each of these accounts, the devil, or Satan, as he is identified, was involved, as he is in our own times of temptation or trial. Being baptized and chrismated, being a Christian or a follower of Christ, is no guarantee that we will not be tempted. In fact, I would say we are tempted almost all the time. So if we are going to be tempted all the time, how do we not fall away, as we hear in this passage, in the parable? Every type of person hears the word of God. The persons represented by the rock even receive the word of God, as we hear, with joy. They happily receive the word of God. However, he says that the people with a stony heart, with a hardened heart, have no root. Thus, we can conclude that just reading the scripture and hearing it in the divine liturgy, that's not enough. Even if we are eager to listen and even happy to hear it, there must be something more required than just hearing it or reading it. The Word of God must take root in our heart, and those roots must grow even more deeply. But what does that involve? Going back to the sod and the grass, the difference between the time you plant it in the spring and the fall, between shallow roots and deep roots, were basically three things: time, water, and rest. The roots, first, the roots don't grow overnight. It takes days, weeks, even months for plants to grow and to take root deeply. It takes time. Just as our spiritual maturation in Christ also takes time. Human beings have the longest period of maturation, both physically and mentally, of any living being in the world. And the same is true for our soul. It takes time to become a mature, faithful, dedicated follower of Christ. So don't be discouraged in our world of instant everything that we are not changing as fast as we think that we should. And more importantly, just because it doesn't happen quickly for us, don't stop trying to grow in your faith of Christ. Because our maturation, our spiritual maturation, is steady and slow, we must expose ourselves daily to the Word of God through the reading of Scripture, and weekly through the readings in the Divine Liturgy. It's better to read one chapter, just one chapter from Scripture each day, rather than try to read the whole thing, read the whole book, or read several books. Just one chapter. Second, roots need water to grow. All of us here in Texas know that our water bills go up in the summer, sometimes a lot, because we're watering more. The plants, the grass, everything needs water. We need to make sure, especially when we lay sod down or have new plants and pot them, that they have plenty of water. What is our spiritual water that our souls need? Our Lord tells us in a number of places, but specifically in John chapter 4, in the encounter with the Samaritan woman by the well. It is the Holy Spirit, the living water, that He speaks of. And the Holy Spirit comes to us primarily through prayer. When I was watering my grass, the sod that was put down, I didn't water it 8 hours straight. I didn't just continually put water on it at one time. I watered it a little bit each day. If we watered it all at once, it would choke it out. It would kill it. The same is true for prayer. A little bit each day, a little bit each time, is better than a lot all at once. Even if we only have a few minutes, come before the icons in your home. Just pray, or wherever you are, just for a few minutes, opening your hearts and your minds to the indwelling presence of the Holy Spirit, the living water. And third, roots need undisturbed rest in order to grow. You don't pull back the sod every day to make sure that it's growing, because if you do that, you break the roots. Every time you would pull back that sod, the roots would be severed or cut off or damaged. And then the process of growth has to start all over again. The same is true for our souls. We may come to the services of the church and be inspired by the hymns, by the prayers, by the sermon, by a person who greets us. And then we go home with great joy. And then, thinking that that joy would sustain us, we fail to come back the next week or the next day or the next time we have an opportunity to worship. Or we fail to continue in our daily prayers. We fail to continue living in joy. But time away from the worship of God, time away from receiving the body and blood of Christ, time away from community, from communing with our brothers and sisters in Christ, is just like peeling that sod back. But this time, it's not roots being separated from soil. It's our very person, our mind, our body, our hearts, our souls, everything being separated, being peeled away from the presence of God. In a similar way, we must resist small temptations in order to be ready for these bigger temptations that happen in our life. The sod that's there can tolerate a few blades of grass being pulled away. But when whole pieces are torn up, when the whole piece of sod is torn up, you start over. It severs the roots. We return, we almost have to start over in terms of our spiritual maturity. If we think otherwise, we are deluded and mistaken. As we hear in the last verse here in this gospel passage, we have eyes to see but do not see. We have ears to hear but do not understand. The only way we can quickly reset our spiritual growth is through sincere repentance, confession, contrition of sins, prayer, coming and receiving the Eucharist. All these things, all these aspects of our spiritual life which keep us and maintain our connection, which water the roots, which feed the roots. Time, so that the sod, so that the living water in us will grow. So let us take time to be with God, and let us be patient with Him and with ourselves, to let the root of God's Word, to let the Logos, Christ Himself, grow in our hearts. Unceasing prayer. Let us drink the water of the Spirit from the rock who is Christ, so that we may not turn into lifeless stones. And let us rest, undisturbed, staying in constant contact with the good soil of the body of Christ, letting our roots grow even deeper and deeper into community, and drinking from the life-saving cup of salvation, the Eucharist. And as our roots grow deeper, let us root out every sinful and deadly passion from our hearts, so that we may become good and honorable, holding Christ Himself within us, in order to bear fruits of the Spirit with patience. Amen.